It's time for Blob.
Hero Blob, Episode 6, Secret of the Blob Tonight. Part 1, Hero Blob Against the World.
Defeated, crushed, I ooze my way in the form of primordial ooze down the drain and into the maze of drainage tunnels below. I can't believe it! It can't happen this way. I can't be defeated, not by the people I'm trying to protect. They've rejected me, and all I can do is go with the flow and pour myself into self-imposed exile in the sewers and drains of Innocentville. But wait, who's that up ahead? A man sitting with a light by himself down here in this impossible sewer hell? No! No, it couldn't be you!
Whom did Blob see? What new horror presents itself to him in the tunnels below the surface of the earth? Moreover, what the heck is he talking about, and how did he get into this desperate situation? A lot has happened in the summer radio drama break, folks, and a whole lot more is about to happen in today's action-packed and unpredictable adventure. Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy The Secret of the Blob Tonight.
The time is yesterday morning. Dawn comes over the town of Innocentville, illuminating its streets and buildings. A fresh crater stands in the middle of the town, where last night Hero Blob defeated the villainous musical Anglo-Saxophone monster by turning into a liquid meteor and crashing into the middle of the city.
But on the outskirts of town, still standing in its faded mauve glory, the high-rise concrete building that is the Innocentville Middle School is lit up in the morning sunshine.
Inside, the teacher, Mrs. Thistle, takes Woe. Today is that most anticipated of days, a school field trip in the fantastical, scientifically marvelous school bus.
Norbert?
Here.
Glavin?
Here.
Zamnoth Riddlefield?
Here.
Olivia Newtbox?
Here.
Sunspot McJonesburger?
Here.
Archie Doonesbottom?
Here.
Umbembe Santeria?
Here.
Paco Carfieldson?
Here.
Well, it appears that everyone's here.
That's because today is the day for the field trip, Miss Thistle.
Yes, and we always look forward to the scientific facts we learn each time we take a ride on the scientifically marvelous school bus.
Last time we shrank down to the size of a flea to investigate Archie's lice and kill them with laser death rays.
And the time before that, we flew to Saturn to learn about the horrors of war. Too bad I'll never see my leg again.
Yes, well, I did say to keep your arms and legs inside the bus at all times, but when we were mowing down the Tritonians with the school bus's razor-sharp weapon systems... Oh, hello, what's this? I haven't seen you in class before. Are you a transfer student?
Yes. I'm transfer student Young Hero Blob.
Hero Blob? Don't you have a grown-up job already? What's the point of you being here in school?
We're thinking of doing a Young Hero Blob series after this radio season ends, starring Kevin Sorbo, and we just wanted to see how my character works in a young people scenario.
What about the Blob Christmas special? Remember, you kidnapped me and Paco and several other children in that radio play.
Shut up, Umbembe! That play takes place in continuity right after Blob 6. It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, I see.
Well, that all sounds fine to me, Hero Blob. You can accompany us on our field trip today. We're going to shrink down and see how dust mites cause discomfort to Archie's sinuses.
Aw, shucks, not again.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'd love to take part in your show and tell project, Miss Thistle.
No, that's not what I...
Here, I'll go first.
Now, I'm going to have to ask you to sit down. This is not a show-and-tell day.
No, really. I don't mind.
Well, I do. Get back in your seat, young man.
I don't think you heard me, lady. I said I'm going to do show-and-tell. And in case you didn't know this, I'm the star of this program. Shadle just now came up with you to populate this classroom and make an obscure reference to a show I used to watch that inspired the creation of Cloud Man.
I don't understand.
What I'm saying is, you're expendable.
No, hey, put me down. Put me down this instant.
Okay.
No, don't throw me through the window.
Oh, no.
Oh, Miss Thistle.
Oh, don't act like you knew her. Most of you just got written into existence just now, same as her. So let her go and pay attention!
But Paco and I are in the Christmas special, which is after this in continuity. so we can do whatever we want, right? That play is already recorded, so we're safe.
We're thinking of re-recording it, Mbembe. Seems Shadle isn't too happy with his voice acting in that one.
Gulp.
Okay, back to business. The item I'm going to show and tell today is my collection of rare Blobtonite reproductions. I'll show you each of them and tell you what effect these different colors of Blobtonite have on me when I'm exposed to them. But don't worry, these are only reproductions.
But, Mr. Blob?
Yes, Zamnot?
What exactly is Blobtonite?
Good question, Zamnot. It invites a lot of exposition. You'll live for now. Blobtonite is a strange form of mineral from my home world of Blobton. When I was born there, inheriting the strange liquidy powers of my alien race, I erupted so violently out of my mother's birth canal that it caused a nuclear shockwave, transforming a lot of the rocks of that planet into minerals that are poisonous to my race in different and interesting ways. For instance, this is green Blobtonite. It causes whatever shirt I'm wearing to turn green color.
Ooh.
This is yellow Blobtonite. It causes me to pee out lemonade uncontrollably until I dry up into a shriveled husk.
Wow!
Oh, wow!
Now this is blue Blobtonite. It's very dangerous to me because it makes it so that I cannot turn into any liquid. As long as it's nearby, I'm like a normal, powerless, pointless, pathetically meaningless human. Like any one of you. This is red Blobtonite. If a piece of this is sharpened, it can be used to cut off any limb from my body. And finally, this is rainbow Blobtonite. You know what? I actually don't even want to talk about this one. So, any questions? Yes, you, Olivia.
You know, my daddy worked for the Blobtonite in his research lab downtown.
Oh, he did he? Why did he stop?
He died. All he left me was this Blobtonite neutralizing power belt. You just twist the knob, and it negates the effects of Blobtonite radiation on the wearer.
Wow, that's great. Now back to me. I've taken the liberty of drafting this pop quiz on the different colors of Blobtonite and what effect each of them has on me. Just match the color of Blobtonite to the effect on the other side of the page. If you all do well, I've got a great prize planned for you. If not, well, let's just say you will have disappointed me. Now get to work!
Minutes later, Hero Blob steps over the bleeding, broken-necked body of Miss Thistle. Behind him, the Innocentville Middle School is lit up brightly, this time not by the sun, but by the roaring flames that belch forth from its windows and doors. The school is an inferno of fire! Blob whistles as he readjusts a new addition to his hero suit, the Blobtonite Neutralizing Power Belt.
Meanwhile, across town, ugly machinations are afoot. In the Innocentville Parliament building, Mayor Kettle prepares to address the floor. But, behind the curtains of the mayoral stage, a strange figure approaches him.
Well, hello, Mayor Kettle.
What? Who the blazes are you? I'm trying to prepare my speech for the Parliament.
I know. That's what I'm here to talk to you about, Mayor Kettle.
The figure grabs Mayor Kettle by the shoulders, looking deeply into his eyes. He is a tall man, dressed in a long black peacoat. The top half of his head is made of a red plastic bucket, and his eyes move around constantly like googly eyes. He leans in close, and his breath smells of flowers and things that cannot be mentioned. You can call me the Redhead, Mayor Kettle, but all you need to know is that I am an agent of the woman who orchestrated your rise to power.
You don't mean Hag Lady Bobo?
Yes, Mayor Kettle. Hag Lady Bobo. And she sent me to make sure you hold up your end of the deal.
Deal? I don't remember any such thing.
Oh, I think you do. We get you elected mayor, and you sick the pigs on Blob. From the looks of things, you've got your mayorhood. But Blob's still running free, oozing around as he pleases.
Blob is a hero. He saved the city countless times. I just don't know if I can turn the police on him like that.
Really? Well, that's just too bad. I'm sorry to hear that, your mayorship.
Abruptly, the redhead lets go of the mayor's shoulders and steps back, reaching into his pocket and pulling out a photograph.
But maybe the Parliament would be interested to see this picture of you buying your top hat at Tallmart.
No, you fiend! If the fellows at the country club knew I purchased bargain haberdashery, I'd be laughed out of office. My career would be dead.
Yes, Mayor Kettle. That would be a shame, wouldn't it? And then, what would your daughter Katerina do? She'd have to move out of your mayoral palace. Maybe even into an apartment. But don't worry. I'm sure the local state college will be happy to take her.
No. No. She must go to an Ivy. She must. I'll do whatever you ask. Just don't show that photograph to anyone.
Good. Good. That's better.
What is your mouth doing on my chest?
Oh, there was a piece of lint. Now just read this speech before the parliament. Bobo's already taken care of the rest. We can just burn this photo on that really long cigar you're smoking.
And so, moments later, the mayor walks out onto the marble stage, looks at the crowd of parliamentary men and women, his peers. He hesitates for a moment, looks down, and then, considering his future and that of his daughter and his entire family, he takes out the prepared speech and reads.
The hero Blob is a menace. He splashes through our streets, destroys our real estate, crushes our men and women underfoot. The Blob must be stopped. That is why I have, this very day, put the rest of my 4-year budget aside for the purchase of new armaments and vehicles for our police. The Hero Blob will be stopped. The new police troop transporter is an enormous flying vehicle that can hold up to 400 police Suburbans. Each of these Suburbans will hold 40 machine guns and 11 high-intensity sonic lasers. It is believed that their force will disrupt the Hero Blob's ability to transform into liquid. With these new weapons, it is my belief that we can find the Hero Blob and stop his advancing reign of terror. There is nowhere he can go to run. There is nowhere he can go to hide. If we have to, we will burn away every drop of liquid in this city. Whatever it takes, the Blob will be stopped. Furthermore, I authorize any private citizen that runs into Blob to do whatever they wish to bring him down, to capture him so that the government can stop this dangerous enemy of the state. And to the brave men and women of our police department, I say, show him what for. Show the Hero Blob that we can do his job much better than he ever could by killing him. Today we stop the Blob menace forever.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo-hoo! Mm. Woo! Oh, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to kill Blob.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, across town, Hero Blob stands next to a public locker room, his slightly flabby paunch rolling over the waistband of a brightly colored zigzag and triangle decorated pair of swimming trunks.
Thank you all for coming, friends and acquaintances.
Friends? I don't think anybody in this crowd wants to be your friend. I only came to watch the barbecue burn!
See, Mad Flamethrower person? That's why I invited all of you. I thought if we can all put aside our differences for a pool party, it can go a long way towards getting peace in Innocentville.
Well, you should have done your research first, Blob. Mad Flamethrower person hates water, and my new body is very sensitive to sunlight.
That's all right, Vampiro. I turned into a whole bucket of sunblock earlier, and I felt you rub it all over your butt.
That was you? Disgusting. And I had to rub it all over most of my body. Since I'm wearing these stylish European mini trunks in black, as you can plainly see, I wish I could unsee it. A man as old as I, Dr. Von Blimpo, does not deserve to be tortured so with a sight worse than anything I saw in the Soviet bloc. Ha! Have you thought about my eyes? Where did you get that hideous cotton one-piece bathing suit, Von Blimpo? The 20s? Yes.
People, calm down. We're gathered here to have fun in the sun. I even brought along the spider freak after I fished his body out of the sun and revived him by turning into resurrection juice.
You know, I do appreciate it, Blob. You're not half bad, it turns out. A swell fella. And thanks for letting me bring me my Eric.
Oh, do introduce me to him, Spider Freak. I love his style. Fish-shaped sunglasses and two different brightly colored polo shirts. Slip.
Hey, name's Eric. Even though I'm too cool for this party, I came along because my homeboy Spider Freak invited me. No biggie. YOLO.
Well, to be honest, YOLO's not really appropriate for this crowd. Several of us have lived twice.
Oh, even more. Now, come have some Vienna sausages with me. I just love to suck on those Venus.
All right, fellas. Looks like you're all getting along swimmingly. Get it? Because you're in a pool.
And because you can turn into any liquid.
Yeah, that too, I guess. Well, now I'll just turn into some champagne and the party will really get started.
No.
None of us is thirsty, Blob. And besides, these venas are so juicy.
Well, all right. It was going to be special invincibility champagne, but I guess you don't want any.
Will I? No, it's still not worth it.
What's that noise?
Sounds like an airplane. There, coming through those clouds. I've never seen an aircraft that big.
Whoa, yeah, it's like a giant blue megaship.
Hey, it's crashing right through that stupid old blimp that was parked up there.
My blimp! No! No! No!
What's it doing? It's flying this way!
At that moment, 1,000 panels pop open and slide out of place on the massive police vehicle, as 1,000 high-caliber barrels move into position. What's with those guns up there?
They're pointing at us!
Blob, this is your doing, isn't it?
Getting us all together, just so you can have us all in your sights!
No, I don't know who these jokers are. Hey, you're up there in the plane. Who the heck are you?
Above, in the megaplane, the pilots see Blob waving his arms.
Looks like signs of resistance down there, Officer Zamnor.
I'm not Officer Zamnor. I'm Officer Riedowitz.
Where's Officer Zamnor? He's the one who usually pilots this thing with me.
His anniversary is tomorrow, so he took a day off to be with his wife today. Beautiful day to do it, too.
True. Clear skies, 86 degrees, not expecting any, air turbulence. Should be smooth sailing all the way today.
So, what should we do about the target?
Turn on the intercom for me, would you?
Sure, there you go.
This is your captain speaking. We're looking at a flight time of 1 hour and 32 minutes today. Taking into account operation time and a short stop for refueling our mega fuel. Flight attendants will be by momentarily with a cart containing refreshments and peanuts.
We also have pretzels and other snacks available if you're allergic to pretzels.
If you'll look out the windows to your left, you'll see in the distance the Innocentville volcano, Mount Innocentville. And closer up, you'll see the target of this operation, the enemy of the state, Hero Blob, showing clear signs of resisting arrest.
As such, recommendation is to, open fire with extreme prejudice. Thank you. Barometric pressure is 23%.
Good job, Officer, Ramnowitz, was it?
Riedowitz, actually. Ramnowitz is one of the gunners.
I see. Kind of stole my thunder, though, didn't you?
What do you mean?
Usually, and I can see how you wouldn't know this, being new to co-piloting and all, the main pilot gives the command to gun down the suspect.
Right.
What is it?
Nothing.
It just, didn't sound like nothing. Over.
No, it's just, I understand what Officer Zamnor was talking about now, that's all.
At the pool party, the villains and Blob look up in horror as 1,000 barrels fire simultaneously at their location, raining bullets and cannon fire down upon their pool party.
What's going on? Who are these guys?
The pool explodes, sending villains flying in all directions and putting out the barbecue fire with splashes of water.
Hey, I was watching that. This is the worst barbecue party ever. I'm leaving.
No!
Yeah, if I wanted to be shot at, I'd go back to Vietnam, Blob. I'm leaving.
Wait, Vampiro, I just wanted to have some fun.
I'll just go home in my blimp. Oh, wait, it's ruined. Consider us enemies forever, Hero Blob. Someday soon I'll get you. Oh, yes.
Wait, guys, really? This wasn't me. Oh, Spider Freak.
Looks like this is it. Once again. Always hit by one of those cannons. One day of shining bright life. Wasted because of you, Blob. I didn't even get to live long enough to put in my tap dance version of Kafka's The Trial. Oh, Eric, are you still around, mate?
Yeah, I'm here. But I told you to stop with the mate stuff, freak. It's gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I hate gay people.
Remember what I told you, Eric. You have the heart of a star within you. Look for those rosy Chanel glasses and reach for the moon. Also avenge my death.
Not a good idea, Eric.
The dancing spot earthquake bomb is hidden under the bidet in my bathroom at home. Dig it up. Light up the galaxy with dance, Eric. Just like I would have.
I heard that. What the heck is a bidet?
Yeah, maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. If you weren't such a weak ass dying just because half your torso got blown off, maybe you could do it yourself. I thought you were better than this.
I'll be with you again soon, Spartering. With you again to tap dance in heaven among the stars where we belong.
You know that robots don't go to heaven, right?
In the rainbow hallways of Allah, singing and dancing forever.
Huh?
Soon, soon we'll meet again, my robotic spider friend, and hold hands as we bump and slide through paradise.
So you've lost a lot of blood.
Yeah, shouldn't you be, you know, unconscious or something by now?
Unconsciousness and death grab at the edges of my vision.
Yeah, well, I'm out of here. Nice knowing you, freak. See you, Blob.
Yeah, see ya.
I'll be with you soon, Mum and Dad. Shark file carrier, Lugo Francis. I'll see the light in your eyes once again. Once again, go with you to the heavenly pub scene. Grab a beer. Cocktails. See where it goes.
Really not sure I should be hearing this anymore.
Margaritas in space always was your favorite weekly special.
Meanwhile, in the giant police carrier vehicle.
So, what does Officer Zamnor say about me?
I said not to worry about it.
You can't just say what you said and tell me not to worry about it.
Hey, wait, didn't we miss a step somewhere?
What do you mean?
Okay, announce yourself, declare the arrest, scrag the bad guy.
Oh, crap.
What is it?
We didn't announce ourselves or declare the arrest before we opened fire.
Again? IA's gonna have our badges for this.
Nah, it's a 3-strike system. We'll be fine. Just turn on the loudspeaker for me.
Go ahead.
Below, Blob, with the spider freak still cradled in his arms, turns his head as he hears a voice from the giant police supercruiser.
We're taking you in, Blob.
Huh? Those fiends who killed the spider freak.
I'll dance with you in the halls of our ancestors, with the aborigines of Space Australia, and the room-sized supercomputers of yesteryear.
Well, anyway, I think he's gonna die. Whoever these jokers are, I'm gonna take them out of that tin can and take them apart one piece at a time!
As we settle into a cruising height of 1,200 feet, we're gonna keep bombarding you with our mega cannons until you come quietly.
Also, we're the police, and you're under arrest.
Huh? The police?
You see, you did it again.
Did what?
You interrupted me and you stole my thunder.
Well, I didn't mean to.
Uh-huh.
It just seemed like you might have forgotten what we were supposed to be saying.
Right, and you assumed that, and you were wrong.
The intercom's still on.
And again, maybe I wanted the suspect to hear that.
It was the police that blew up my pool party? They want to take me in? What can I do?
And then we'll pluck the golden apples of love from the tree of life, Spidery. And we'll be together forever.
Alright, get off of me. I'm in a crisis here. I can't fight the police. They're the good guys. They fight evil, just like me.
If you continue to resist, we'll be forced to launch our mega nuclear missile at you, wiping you and the surrounding radius of 7.5 miles off the map. Just so you know.
I could kill them in an instant, but then I'd be stopping the people that stop criminals. They're not like normal people who are corrupt and evil. They're the paladins of purity, the purveyors of principle, the police!
Give it up, Blob.
Give it up, Blob. That's not even official police talk.
I've got to get away. I've got to escape. Blob, liquidize. Liquid form, sewage water.
Blob transforms into liquid, just as another hail of bullets and cannonballs pours forth from the giant police cruiser, smashing through the spider freak and into the concrete below. Blob, meanwhile, oozes past it all, to the pool drain and through it, into the sewer, and thus we return to where this broadcast began.
They've rejected me, and all I can do is go with the flow and pour myself into self-imposed exile in the sewers and drains of Innocentville. Wait, Who's that up ahead? A man sitting with a light by himself down here in this impossible sewer hell? No, it couldn't be. You?
Whom does Blob see? What startling new development is this? Will Blob be able to overcome the danger of being on the police hit list? Listen on next week for the startling conclusion in Hero Blob 6, Secret of the Blob Tonight, Part 2, Menace of the Redhead.
Wow, this one's really exciting, huh?
I don't know, I fell asleep halfway through and those pilots were talking.
Yeah, I kind of blanked out during that part too. But the other stuff was cool. He had almost all the villains back in this episode.
Yeah, but they didn't really do anything, like, besides being shot at.
Right, but...
And where was Vampire Blob?
Well, he got slurped up by Vampiro in Blob 5, so he's probably dead.
Yeah, but he came back into silent film Vampire Blob Silent Fangs of Horror, available to watch in full online at imdb.com.
Yeah, but that must be after this episode in the continuity. I mean, in the movie, the mayor.
Hey, no spoilers.
Right, sorry.
Yeah.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, right.
The end.
Can't believe you.
Blob 6 was written by Shadal Luchin, based on the movie Blob 6, Secret of the Blob Tonight, by Shadal Luchin and Nicholas Nadeau. Starring Shadal Luchin and Nicholas Nadeau. Come back next week for the exciting conclusion at www.heroblob.wordpress.com.